to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It is Thursday, August 2nd, 2012. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. The lovely Miss Crystal is sitting in our control room today, running the warp drive and answering the phones and ready to put you on the air when you call in with whatever your concerns happen to be. All right, let's start right off here. Obviously, the big news today, Kofi Annan has resigned as the United Nations Syria envoy after the peace efforts have failed. Frankly, I have to be very honest, I'm surprised he lasted this long. He knew going into this job that he was going to fail. He set himself up to fail, but he went in there and tried to do the best that he can. But the reality was that everybody has to agree to have peace, but it takes only one moron with a bomb to have the war, and that's exactly what's going on here. Syria wanted peace, just like Afghanistan wanted peace, Iraq wanted peace. But when the U.S. and Israel say we're going to have a war, there will be a war. And Kofi Annan is smart enough to know that going on in there. So I guess he finally hit his breaking point and decided that he had looked like, you know, a buffoon to the world long enough for going in there and trying to create a peace when obviously so many people want war. And that is, of course, why we're in such a dangerous time in the world's history. We have way too many world leaders who are looking at a global war as their best solution to get out of the mess they've created for themselves with all this private central banking and the corruption and everything else that's going on there. So Kofi Annan has quit, and like I said, I'm surprised he lasted this long. Now, news coming out from last night, Obama has signed another executive order authorizing secret support to the Syrian rebels by the CIA and other parties. Now, this is a secret, okay, support. So please don't tell anybody that you heard it here, because obviously we'd be in a great deal of trouble, because when Obama starts another covert war in another country, nobody's supposed to know about it. All right, so mum's the word. Don't tell your friends, don't tell your family, don't tell your coworkers that Obama is sending more secret support into the Syrian mercenaries to overthrow yet another sovereign nation that has not actually done anything to the United States of America. Part of that support appears to be surface-to-air missiles that are being sent in through Turkey. Surface missiles. In other words, the ability to shoot down Assad's helicopters and warplanes. Now, let me ask you a question. Back when the Egyptian revolution was taking place, when a million people were in the streets of Cairo, kicking out the corrupt Mubarak, did you see the United States send in surface-to-air missiles to the Egyptian people to fight back? No. In point of fact, the United States government was sending tear gas and tear gas canisters and ammunition to Mubarak's troops to put down that pesky popular uprising. Now, we're just getting word just before we went to broadcast time that Turkey has launched airstrikes against the Kurdish rebels. Warplanes and helicopter gunships are attacking Kurdish territories in the southeast of Turkey. Now, of course, that's obviously right up against the border with both Iraq and Syria's Kurdish populations. Now, Turkey is very upset because Assad in Syria granted autonomy to Syria's Kurdish region. And Turkey is very, very concerned after all the abuse they have shoveled all over the Kurds over the last several decades that if the Kurds form their own little nation right there, it's going to drastically complicate things. And it probably will. Now, another bad move that's going on over there in Syria on the side of the hired mercenaries, as you already saw, we've seen this picture where they're executing POWs. Prisoners taken during the course of combat are being executed. That is a war crime. That is a war crime. We're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back from these words from our sponsors. 800-313-9443. We will be right back.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial-size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org, RNA drops.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's Theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together instead upon a computer alone. Big MacDonald had a farm, then he opened a burger joint. We've drowned in fat.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about the situation in Syria, where videos that have gone viral on the internet are confirming that these so-called Syrian rebels, which we know is a foreign mercenary army. A Dutch photographer said most of the people who were holding him were speaking English, some with recognizable British accent. So the video is showing that these rebels, when they are capturing Syrian soldiers, they're executing them. That is a war crime right there. And it's hard for the United States of America to justify supporting militarily an army that is already out there committing war crimes. Now, there's another aspect to this, and that is because the Christian population of Syria views this invading army as part of Al-Qaeda and Muslim. The Christians are siding with Assad and the Syrian government. And so we're in this very bizarre Twilight Zone situation where the U.S. government has switched sides. Al-Qaeda used to be our enemy. Now they're our friends. And now the United States is declaring war on Christians. We've always been at war with Christiana. Al-Qaeda's always been our friend, right out of George Orwell's 1984. By the way, somebody sent in a photo to me of George Orwell's house It's got a little historical marker. George Orwell was here, and right outside is a security TV camera watching people. Talk about irony right there. Now, to show just what a Charlie Foxtrot this foreign mercenary army has turned into, apparently in Aleppo, some of the foreign mercenaries succeeded in blowing themselves up while setting up a booby-trap bomb. So Ahmed, the dead terrorist, is seeking legal representation for these bozos who stole his act. A lot of people are saying, you probably noticed this huge surge in Iran bashing coming out of Israel. In fact, you remember a while back there was that story going around, Ahmadinejad said he was going to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. And that was just given headline treatment all over the American media. And it turned out, of course, it was a hoax. Somebody had taken something Ahmadinejad had actually said, deliberately mistranslated it and spun it and propagandized it to make it this very offensive statement, we're going to wipe Israel off the map. Well, raising on a busted flush, the Jerusalem Post earlier today ran a story saying that Ahmadinejad is calling on the rest of the world to annihilate Israel. And based on Israel's wonderful track record for truth and accuracy, this is obviously another one of these hoaxes. Israel is fixing the intelligence to justify an attack on Iran. They did it with Iraq. They're doing it again with Iran. If at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. That's the motto of Tel Aviv and Washington, D.C., I might add. And so it is obvious at this point that Israel's intentions toward Iran is to start a war that the United States will get dragged into and throw more of your sons and daughters, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, onto the bayonets of yet another victim of Israel's expansionist policies. There is absolutely no question that Israel is driving these wars. In fact, Netanyahu is apparently out there telling Panetta that U.S. threats towards Iran are not enough. Netanyahu is saying, you, the U.S., must go kill the Iranians for us, or we'll scream Holocaust at you again and make you feel guilty, even though you had nothing to do with the Holocaust. We know how to make you feel guilty. We know how to extract money and obedience out of you by screaming at you about things that you never actually did. Because whatever happened in Nazi Germany in the first half of the previous century, you can't blame the Americans for it. We're on the side that went in and stopped Hitler, remember? Israel doesn't want you to remember that because they want to come over here and say, we need more money. Holocaust, Holocaust, give us more money. Do what we say, throw your children into our wars. Now, there's this wonderful quote out of this article about how Netanyahu is telling Panetta, forget about talk and negotiations, go commit war, which is exactly what AIPAC is saying to Congress right now as well. And basically saying Obama, you know, has to prepare for war against Iran's imaginary nuclear weapons program. And it is imaginary. The IAEA is in there. They have not found any bombs. They have not found any evidence of bomb making. It is imaginary. So I got an idea. I know how to solve all of this. We're going to have an imaginary war against Iran. I will point my finger at Ahmadinejad and I will go bang, bang, bang. And Ahmadinejad will say, a touch, I do confess it. I fear I breathe my last. He will fall down in a very spectacular fashion on a padded floor. We will declare imaginary victory and everybody can go home. Nobody has to really die. We don't have to spend a lot of our real money. Problem is solved. If we're going to have an imaginary threat, let's solve it with an imaginary war. I wish it were so. I wish it were that easy. But the Israeli Defense Ministry, they're already making estimates. They're saying we're only going to lose 300 Israelis in a war in Iran and Syria because we're going to throw the Americans at them. And the Mossad chief is saying basically that Israel will likely strike within 12 weeks. I wouldn't even give it that long. In fact, we're a little less than 2 weeks away from the next new moon, which will give the advantage in a night engagement to that nation that has night vision technology, which Israel has a lot of night vision equipment, courtesy of the U.S. taxpayer. We don't know what Iran has because we don't know what Russia is sending them. But I would say probably that we're going to see this thing escalate really, really soon. Netanyahu is coming up on elections in September. The Kadima party split because they know the Israeli people are not in love with this war agenda. And Kadima could come back in September and win the majority of seats, which means Netanyahu gets its pink slip, followed by prosecution for all of his crimes and corruptions once he's no longer immune as the head of a state. So I think this war is within weeks of really cranking up into Syria, back into Lebanon, when nobody's looking. Look over there, Syria and Iran, and they go into Lebanon for that Litani River. So it's not, 12 weeks is really putting it out there. And maybe that's a plan to get Iran to say, I'll take a deep breath. It's not for 12 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks, I think. The House and Senate late last night overwhelmingly passed new legislation sponsored by AIPAC, throwing yet more sanctions on Iran and basically constraining the U.S. government response to the imaginary nuclear threat from Iran to war. Don't even consider talk. Don't even consider whatever. Just go on and keep pounding on them until they do what Israel tells them to do, which is to go back to fueling their power stations and cooking their meals over camel patties. Because we can't let Iran have a nuclear technology, because then they're going to compete with Israel's nuclear exports. That'll be the end of Israel's nuclear monopoly, and their profits will go down. And no amount of American children are too great a price to pay to preserve Israel's export monopoly and profit margins. That's what's going on here. Now, the Senate passed this Iran Threat Reduction and Syria Human Rights Act. Oh, boy, human rights. I love that one. By unanimous consent. And the House passed 421-6. Isn't it amazing how these two parties, Republican and Democrat, can never agree on anything concerning the American people? But when Israel says, we want this, the House and Senate snap a salute, and they shove it through without any delay. This is the same Senate, I might add, which is refusing to even vote on the bill to audit the Federal Reserve. No, we can't have that. That's terrible stuff. More money and children thrown on to Israel's enemies? Yes, without a delay. And, of course, we already know that those members of the House who voted against this bill are probably going to lose their reelection in November, because AIPAC is probably already saying, all right, a couple of $1 million into your opponent's campaign out there. All right, we got a caller on the line here, Steve in Georgia. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Steve, are you there? I'm sorry. We got two calls. Arthur, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I'm glad you're bringing up this Syria issue, because on all the other alternative media that I've been listening to today, no one talks about this till I bring it up. What I find interesting, you know, you talk about those surface-to-air missiles that the Syrian rebels are going to get. I'm trying to figure out, where does that play into the statement by the State Department on Wednesday that $25 million has been set aside for non-lethal assistance? And while we're on the topic of Syria, everybody keep in mind, while, you know, 50% of the counties in this country have now been declared national disasters because of the drought. And, of course, everybody can now see what's happening with the corn prices, and grain prices are going up. It's just going to get worse. Food shortages, skyrocketing food prices, and all of this. All the while, the State Department also says that $64 million in humanitarian aid has now been set aside for Syria. And also, food through the International Committee of the Red Cross is going to be sent over there. Wait a minute. Why don't we take this nearly, what is that, 64, 74, 90, 84, almost $90 million and all of that food, and, I don't know, maybe apply it toward the food crisis we're having here?
I agree. I mean, they just cut food stamps for our kids one more time. I mean, here in Hawaii, the food stamps, as it already is, runs out in week number 3, and these kids are going hungry the last week of every single month. But, of course, American children starving is no big deal. We're going to throw the money all over Syria. And listen, let's not give them the benefit of the doubt here. This humanitarian aid is anything but. Every time the U.S. says they're sending so many millions of dollars for the suffering of the poor in this other country, it's going to wind up in the pockets of somebody who's corrupt and buying weapons. It's almost a joke here. When the United States was funding Gerald Bull's super cannon for Saddam Hussein, that was coming out of the Department of Agriculture. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
D-Boy lives in a cardboard box down by the Mission Bell, where saints refuse to go and the sinners wish him well. Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man turns away.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Arthur about Syria. And yes, it is inescapable. The United States government, the finest government money can buy, is starving the people of the United States of America in order to prosecute these wars on Israel's enemies on the other side of planet Earth. And all of this money that is being sent for non-lethal or humanitarian aid is nothing of the kind. The government calls it that so that you may grumble about the fact that your children are going hungry, but at least it's for a good cause. No, it isn't. It's to go over there and pay to kill people.
Well,
is what's going on.
You know where I come from, Mike, what they're talking about, you know, and you're absolutely right. Every time this so-called humanitarian aid, that money always ends up in some general's pocket or some politician's pocket, whatever. Where I come from, we call that money laundering.
Oh, it's not, they don't even bother laundering it. They're just lying to you about, you know, what the checks are going for. And yeah, the money goes into to buying the political leadership to go along with whatever the U.S. and Israeli agenda happens to be. And they just consider this is the way business is done, and lying to the people who are paying for it all, that's just, you know, part of the way of running the world. And the reality is, as I've said many times on this show, the people of the United States of America are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth.
Well, you know, if that's not bad enough, what makes it even worse is the American people are gullible enough to believe this garbage. But something else...
Not as much as they used to be. If you look at all of the online polls being run by non-compromised blogs, overwhelmingly the American people are aware that they're being lied to. What we're working toward is that flashpoint where they're finally going to have had enough, like the Egyptians, like the Icelanders, and they're going to stand up and say, all right, it is time for a change.
That's
because the reality is we're, you know, and I hate this because I've spent the last multiple years of my life trying to head off a major global war. But more and more people are starting to say, if we're going to have to fight anyway, if we're going to have to fight somebody, do we not have the right and the freedom to choose for ourselves who the true enemy is? You know, are we just going to go along and let the government say, you know, the people that Israel doesn't like, those are the enemies, go hurt them? Or are we going to stand up and realize it's the money junkies and the government that sold us into the slavery of the money junkies and the slavery of Israel, is that not our true enemy? And obviously the federal government knows that Americans are thinking this, or they wouldn't be militarizing the police the way they are.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I think we're headed for a world war, only I think this world war is not going to be nation against nation. It's going to be people against governments. But something else I want to throw out and just kind of see what you think here, because this kind of blew me away this morning when my wife told me about it. Remember the big H1N1 scare?
Yes.
Yeah, now seals have flu? Really?
Well, it's not just seal flu. I mean, they're saying that this flu is a seal flu, but it's also got dog flu and horse flu in there. Plus, it's got mutations that somehow make it more infective. You know, and if you believe that, you know, this is, you know, something that occurred in nature, I've got some of Saddam's nuclear bombs to sell you. This is another one of these things that CDC has cooked up to put on out there to scare us all into buying more vaccines. We caught them doing it with we called it the when pigs fly flu a few years ago. We found actual documents within CDC that they were making this virus that had the pig and human and bird flu in it. We caught them on this thing.
Yep, and I want to buy some of those WMDs because my animals are getting really hungry. But hey, man, here's what I see happening with that. Here's what I see happening with that. They're going to use this, just like they tried H1N1, to scare everybody to get their shot. And remember, the vast majority of the people who got the H1N1 vaccine are the ones who came down sick.
They're the ones, it's like the current whooping cough outbreak, and now they're finding out everybody who got the whooping cough are the people who got that vaccine.
Yep. You know, hey, my friend Joe, thanks a lot, brother. Keep up the good work.
Thanks an awful lot here. And we're coming up on a break, so I know we've got Steve and Lisa waiting on the phone. I'll bring you in the next segment and let you talk all you want there. But, yeah, the medical establishment can't make any money if you're all healthy. That's why they want the vitamins to go away. That's why they want fresh, natural food to go away. Because if you're all healthy and take care of yourself, then they don't get to buy yachts and Porsches and you know, very expensive wristwatches to wear. And so I'm sure nobody in the medical industry would overtly say this is what we're doing, but subconsciously that's the direction it goes. They need you to be sick or they can't make money off of you. And that's just absolutely the situation. Remember that documentary about planned obsolescence? They plan for things to fail to force you to buy new ones. At some level of the collective consciousness of the medical industry, they plan for you to be sick in order so that they can make more money off of you. That's just inevitably the way it is going to happen when money junkies are in charge of the decisions regarding your medical care. Now, getting back to the situation with the wars, yeah, absolutely. Rulers want you to go out and fight the people on the other side of the border instead of marching down the nation's capital with torches and pitchforks. We're not going to do that here. This revolution is being fought virtually. With any luck, we're going to keep it there. We are fighting this revolution. We're winning this revolution on keyboards, not guns. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false? Long as it leans to the right. Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair. A bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel. And they call me U.S. Steel.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as a matter of fact, the bimbos are waxing eloquent about the latest Al-Qaeda arrest in Spain. These people are going to take hang gliders and use them to drop elephants on something. I don't know what the details are. They're making a big deal over the fact that they were going to use hang gliders to do whatever they're going to do. But Al-Qaeda, I thought they were our friends in Syria. I thought we were supposed to be at war with the Christians this week. And now we're back to enemies with Al-Qaeda. They just throw the name around like crazy. All righty, Steve in Georgia. Aloha, Steve. Sorry to keep you waiting. Aloha, what's on your mind?
How you doing, sir?
Doing fine.
I have a question. I hear you talk about Germany and Hitler a lot, and I was wondering what your problem is with them.
Well, outside of the fact that he wrecked his own country, not much. But the reason I make the references to Hitler and Germany is because that is such a core propaganda component of Israel's control over the rest of the world. Every time they want to demonize somebody, they call him a Hitler, and so forth and so on. And so basically, I'm doing my debate within the bounds of the metaphors that are being used to shape public opinion in order to show that those metaphors are not always accurate. All right, thanks for the call. We're going to switch over to Lisa in Texas. Aloha, Lisa. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. As long as we're doing regional greetings, I'll say howdy from Texas. So I loved your imaginary war. That made me laugh, so thanks for that.
Well, great, because I just realized we could use Saddam's imaginary nuclear weapons.
I loved it, but I loved the way there was a padded floor for Ahmadinejad. That was fun. Listen, I wanted to just ask you if you had heard or read about this. As I've been researching and studying geopolitics and Zionism and so forth, I wondered what role Russia plays in the quote-unquote New World Order. You know, I didn't have really any good evidence or information on, you know, in which to base my opinion about Russia. So I came across something, and you're probably aware of this, Jack Bernstein or Bernstein. He was an American Jew and racist Marxist Israel. He wrote that. And he talks in there about the New York-Moscow-Tel Aviv triangle. And, of course, that's controlled by the Zionist bankers. And how really Russia is not, on the surface, appears to be pushing back against Israel and being a friend to the Arab countries and so forth in the Middle East, but how they will only, and ultimately, Russia only goes so far in their pushback against Israel and doesn't support the Arab countries to the point where they could actually win, so to speak. And I thought, well, okay, that's interesting. I'm going to have to see if I can see evidence of that anywhere as I look at the news and read more. And I think it was a couple days ago on Gordon Duff had an article, some kind of an intel article, and he claimed kind of the same thing, that in reality Russia is, underneath, and maybe not so underneath the surface now since he's
Okay, I understand where you're going with this. Let me basically sum up where we're going on. It is a classic propaganda trick as you head toward a war to try and sow doubt and confusion among your adversary. And Russia has, as you already stated, overtly said they will support countries that are in the crosshairs of the United States and Israel. And so obviously it's in Israel's propaganda interest to try and plant stories that are going to say, to the Arab nations, don't rely on Russia backing you up. Your best bet is to negotiate with us or let us do what we're going to do and just cut your losses that way. So I think that's basically what this story is, was an attempt to basically create the sense of doubt within the Arab population that the Russians are really on their side. But if you look at the history of the new Russian republics, when Putin came to power, the very first thing he did is he kicked out the oligarchs, and most of them skedaddled back to Israel.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so Israel and the money junkies absolutely hate Russia. And now this whole idea of a new world order basically rests within those nations which are slaves to private central banking. And the whole goal of this clash of civilizations is to force private central banking on the rest of the world at the point of a bayonet. And the biggest obstacle to the creation of this global fascist dictatorship is not the Arab countries that don't subscribe to this whole compound interest thing. It is Russia, which has a central bank that is controlled by the state. And as a result of that, once they kicked out the oligarchs, Russia paid off their foreign debt in like 3 years, something that the United States has not seen since the time of Andrew Jackson. And so ultimately, I think what is happening here is Israel would very much love to see a war between the U.S. and Russia and China, because all three nations would be destroyed in that war, to the extent where Israel and its nuclear weapons would then be in control of the complete Middle East, and through the oil revenues and control of petroleum, would basically be able to exert control over pretty much the entire world. I think that's the end game behind all of this thing. Israel wants a war between the U.S. and Russia.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that, and I think that's a good way to look at it. There's just, you know, so much, so many layers on layers of disinformation, and you know, I know Jack Bernstein wrote that back in the 80s, and times have changed. Russia has changed since then, of course. And I would love nothing more to believe that Russia is kind of the line drawing the sand against this global hegemony. You know, it would be great. And I hope I can believe that. It's just, you know, it's hard when you when you're re-educating yourself and trying to discover true history, it's really, you know, you become quite a skeptic of just about everything until you can actually, you know, get some good evidence. So thanks for that perspective. That's good. I think that makes sense because, it just does. And the fact that the Russian bank is centrally, run, that makes more sense, too. So thanks for that insight.
All right. Well, you've got it. You understand something. Russia is not a hero or a savior or even the good guy. Russia is always going to do what is in Russia's best interests. Right now, Russia is seeing the U.S. and Israeli expansion, the Arab oil fields, as a major threat to their interests in the region and expanding U.S. control over all of those warm water seaports as a direct threat to Russia's ability to project power. And Russia had learned a very, very hard lesson in World War II, that if you just sit and let the tyrants grab more and more and more land, you reach a point where all of a sudden your ability to resist invasion of your own country is compromised. Remember, the Russians stopped the Nazis only 20 miles from Moscow, and the Russia is not going to want to go through that. They would rather carry the fight to the enemy a little bit further away from home, and that's why I think they're drawing a line in the sand in the Middle East. It's not for the benefit of the Arabs. It's not for the benefit of the Americans who don't want war. Russia is doing what is in Russia's best interest. One more note before I let you go. If you've never read the book The Art of War by Sun Tzu, you need to look it up and you need to read it because it is still required reading in military colleges around the world. And it basically lays out, you know, most wars are fought with lies and deception. At the point where the armies actually get into conflict with each other, most conflicts are already decided by the propaganda, by the lies, by the logistics. You know how you tell the difference between a professional soldier and somebody who's just an armchair aficionado? The armchair aficionados talk about tactics and battles and strategy, and your professional military are always talking about logistics. How do you get the material to the front line? How do you get an accurate intelligence about what the enemy is doing? Because if you know what the enemy is doing and you can get your material to a point to intercede, you're probably going to win. You know, wars are very spectacular in the battles, but the actual fighting of the war is a very much nuts and bolts, trucks and ships and getting stuff where it needs to go quickly, efficiently, and economically, which the U.S. is not very good at doing. All righty, let's see. I think that was our last call, and our lines are open. I want to get back to some news stories here. Congress apparently is going to accept the Obama administration's justification for extrajudicial execution of American terror suspects. Now, they're saying this is overseas, but that's a very thin line. If the government has arrogated to itself the right to simply murder Americans who are merely suspected of terrorism without trial, without prosecution, without a jury, it's not going to be much longer before it shows up here in the United States of America. We saw that with the torture situation. Once Americans were lured across that line and say, yeah, it's okay to torture those Muslims just because they're Muslims, then all of a sudden you find out that this kind of stuff is getting closer and closer to home all the time here. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Iran and Israel. I'm going to go back and reprise a couple of points I've made before, but it's very important that this be in your minds as you go out and you talk to people over this weekend about Israel's very obvious renewed push for a war on Iran. All righty. Now, a year ago, Rose Gottermueller, an assistant secretary of state and Washington's chief nuclear arms negotiator, once again asked Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Israel refused yet again. 2 years ago, the United Nations passed a resolution calling on Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and submit to IAEA inspections. Israel refused. The IAEA has asked Israel to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty and to submit to inspections. Israel has refused. Okay? That's the situation here. Everyone's screaming, Iran is a nuclear threat, Iran is a nuclear threat, Iran is a nuclear threat. No, they aren't. Iran has signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty. So has the United States of America. Iran allows IAEA inspections of all of its facilities. They're playing by the rules. When Iran started building that new fuel processing facility inside that mountain to keep it from being bombed, they notified the IAEA, this is what we're doing, come and take a look. They're playing by the rules. Now, the rules of the IAEA, remember, Obama's always going on about international obligations. Now, the United States, by virtue of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, has an international obligation to allow Iran to have nuclear power stations, medical isotopes, and various other industrial applications. Under Article 4 of the Non-Proliferation Treaty, the United States has an international obligation to help Iran build those facilities, which is a really good way to make sure they don't conceal a clandestine bomb factory like Israel is now known to have underneath their reactor at Dimona. So Iran's playing by the rules, and Israel and the U.S. are trying to demonize them. Now, the IAEA and all 16 United States intelligence agencies are unanimous in agreement that Iran is not building and does not possess nuclear weapons. Now, possibly because of the embarrassment about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction, this time they're not saying, oh, Iran has weapons of mass destruction. Their entire argument for war is Iran might have them someday, and they might do bad things. Now, of course, that's against history because Iran has not initiated a war of conquest in over 200 years, and certainly not since the Iranian Revolution that kicked out the Shah back in 1979. So the reality is the Israel and the United Nations, Israel and the United States are trying to create a cause for war against the most non-warlike country in the region. And we can expect the propaganda to crank up into rock and roll, full tilt boogie, afterburner overdrive in the coming weeks. Iran does not attack people. The U.S. does. Israel does. Constant warfare. Constant warfare against their neighbors. Iran is not the threat to world peace. And for all this talk about Iran's nuclear threat or Iraq's nuclear threat or Monaco's nuclear threat or whoever is going to invade next week, one and only one nation on earth in all of history has ever actually used nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. And that's the United States of America. So they're pouring out the propaganda, Al-Qaeda, they're waving Al-Qaeda all over the place again, even though Al-Qaeda is supposedly the U.S. ally and is being given weapons by the U.S. to topple Assad's government, to overthrow that country. And again, the concern is, will Israel and the U.S. attempt a false flag terror attack at the Olympics involving hang gliders now in order to justify the war here? Now, the Israeli defense minister has ordered an end to the draft exemption that was in Israel for ultra-Orthodox Jews. This is probably going to result in riots. And I imagine that Israel is starting to draft the ultra-Orthodox because they could, in theory, run out of Americans to act as bullet stoppers in these coming wars of conquest here. Now, a lot of people, I got a lot of nasty emails. Shortly after the government of Israel was formed, many prominent American Jews, including Albert Einstein, wrote a letter to the New York Times that said, while we applaud the creation of a Jewish state, its newly formed government bears way too many similarities to the fascist and nationalistic parties that we saw in Israel and Germany. And it will only lead to problems. And Israel's supporters in this country have been screaming that it is an anti-Semitic hoax to say that people like Einstein were opposed to the government of Israel. Well, we got a scan of the actual page from the New York Times. It's posted to the front of whatreallyhappened.com. It's something that you ought to look at and possibly download and save in your archives. Because there's one thing that we know about the American corporate media and one thing that we know about Israel, and that is they are absolutely dead set that they will decide for you what you see, what you read, what you hear. And if it's something they don't like, they're going to scream anti-Semitism again. And just for the record, we are not anti-Semitic. We are anti-tyranny. We are anti-lie. We are anti-throwing America's youth onto the bayonets of a foreign enemy at the behest of a foreign government. Speaking of Israel, they have increased their spending on building of illegal West Bank settlements up by 38%. And the Jewish population in the West Bank is growing at 2.5 times the rate of Israel itself. Now, remember, the United Nations has time and time again passed resolutions saying the occupied territories are not part of Israel, and you're not allowed to just move in and take it over and turn it into your country. But Israel has continued to do so. Now, Ariel Sharon made this deal with the U.S. a few years back before he had his stroke, that if the U.S. would turn a blind eye to the building of illegal settlements in the West Bank, that Israel would give Gaza back to the Gazans. And I predicted back then, don't take the deal, because as soon as Israel's settlements in the West Bank are facts on the ground, Israel will find some way to go back in and try and crush down the Gazans and take back the Strip, which they were doing up until Egypt opened that border. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A 1 month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20 and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. As I mentioned earlier, the serious destabilization of the region over and above America's covert army lies in the Kurdish region. The Kurds have been abused by just about everybody around them right now. And no doubt they're carrying a grudge. So Turkey is very upset with Syria's President Assad handing autonomy to the Syrian Kurdish Democratic Party, key areas of the northeast. That's right up against the border with Turkey. And Turkey's worst nightmare is a semi-autonomous region that would ally with Kurds in Iraq and Kurds that are already in Turkey and look at the formation of a new nation there. Something tells me we're probably not going to see the U.S. going in and supplying military arms to the Kurds so that they can break free of the tyrannical oppression with which they have been under. Serious, serious destabilization going on. Now, Mali, over there on the other side of Africa, over there toward the west, there's been an overthrow there back in March. People have not been paying attention to it because of everything else going on. But it turns out that the guy who read the military coup in Mali was trained in the United States of America. I haven't confirmed that he was trained at what's called the School of Dictators, the School of the Americas. But it looks like that was another overthrow orchestrated for U.S. covert interests through U.S. covert means. Now, apparently over in Israel, we're getting more and more statements from their government to the effect that what they would like to see happen in Syria is for it to be turned into another Somalia. In other words, break it up into warring warlord factions where they just kill themselves off over several years with no central government. And, of course, that's what the U.S. was trying to do in Somalia. And now apparently the U.S. is providing advisors back into Somalia again, which is, of course, how we got into Vietnam. Now, there's a story here that Claire put up on the website, and I have a slightly different take on it. But basically it said, missile defense staff warned to stop surfing porn sites. The Pentagon's Missile Defense Agency warned its employees and contractors last week to stop using their government computers to surf the Internet for pornography. Well, I don't know. Maybe since they're not allowed to play with the big missiles, they'll play with their little tiny missiles here. Frankly, I'll be very honest. I would rather have the missile guys surfing pictures of naked ladies than blowing up people on the other side of the world, but that's just me entirely here. Pentagon is planning to recruit bomb-smelling rats. I can smell boondoggle on the wind on this one. They're looking for somebody who can supply rats who can be trained to go into little tiny spaces looking for bombs, presumably placed by other trained rats, report on them and come on back so that they may be disarmed, supposedly by bomb-defusing rats. I think the Pentagon has way too much of our money and way too much time on their hands to come up with ideas like this. Station identification, we'll be right back.